بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the day of Qiyamah a person's wealth and his sons, his children will not avail him. It will not benefit him from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the dunya, a person is proud. Sometimes he brags over the wealth he possesses, the number of children he has. I've got so many sons, they're with me in the business, and they always supporting me and they are defending me. I've got so much of wealth, I've got so many properties. But all this on the day of Qiyamah, if the person is a sinner, if a person has rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a kafir, he's a mushrik, then none of these things which he was proud of in this world will avail him on the day of Qiyamah. Nothing will help him and defend him and protect him from the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Except that person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart. Biqalbin salim. Salim means sound. It is free from any shirk. It is free from Amma siwallah, khaliyan amma siwallah. This heart is clear of everything besides Allah. So the heart is filled with the ma'rifat, the tawheed of Allah. This heart that we have, it is the dwelling place of Allah. Any home we have, we must have people, inhabitants, dwellers of that home, people who are living in that home. Now we have to see this heart that we have. Who is in this heart? Is it Allah that is in this heart of ours? In other words, do we have that ta'alluq with Allah, the love of Allah that is embedded in our hearts? Or is it the love of dunya that we have? The love of some haram person that we have, male, female? Is it love for the wealth that we are also obsessed with? Is it love for the properties of this world, the treasures of this world, the coins, the jewelry of this world? We have to check our hearts. Do I have a clear, sound heart? Is my heart completely freed from any type of shirk? Is my heart filled with the oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah? A person whose heart is completely absorbed, consumed with the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he realizes that it is only Allah who is the true creator, the nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer. He is al-mun'im al-haqiqi. He is a benefactor. He is the one who has bestowed me with every single bounty. And I can go on counting and counting and counting those bounties. I will never be able to enumerate all those bounties. So it is only Allah's kindness, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, that Allah has given me so many bounties. The food that I eat, the clothing that I'm wearing, the air that I'm breathing, the ability to walk, the ability to talk, the ability to see, to hear, the ability to do good deeds. The thought of it has come from Allah. The tawfiq, the ability has come from Allah. Refraining from sins also. It is only Allah who gives me that ability to refrain from sins. So Allah has given us be-shumar ni'mat. So this person whose heart is sound, it is clear from everybody besides Allah, his heart is consumed with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realizes that Allah is the one who is my nourisher. He is the one who has bestowed every single bounty upon me. When this happens now, then the person will gain the muhabbat of Allah. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the love of Allah ta'ala is embedded in his heart, then he looks at no other love in this world. His vision, his mind is focused only in his love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day in his life, he's becoming closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person will ensure that every fard, every compulsory act, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is compulsory, it is in his life. He will abide by the laws of Allah. And even nawafil, he will make sure he will do voluntary actions and deeds that will gain him the pleasure of Allah, the happiness of Allah. Because each time he is doing this, he realizes, this is my master's command. This is my beloved's command. And now he's becoming closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the one who realizes that all these bounties are only from Allah, he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will ensure that he makes the ita'at of Allah, he obeys Allah, and he will refrain from everything that will displease Allah. So his heart is now becoming so sound, because it has been filled now only with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all those people whom he has been commanded by Allah to love, then he loves those people like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his heart now is also focused, and he is doing those things that could please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah has commanded him to love his parents, his wife, his children. So it doesn't mean that the person who has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is negligent with the hukuk of other people in society. No. These are part of the command of Allah. It is part of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the love of Allah ta'ala is ghalib. It is dominant in his heart. The love of makhluk, the love of his wife, his children, will not overpower, it will not overcome the love of Allah that is in his heart. And if a person has this, now he won't be concerned about having hasad and jealousy for any person in the world. Why? He's got the king of all kings in his heart. A person develops a contact with some officer, if it's just my contact, if I need him, I've got him. But the moment you have contact with the king, you don't need that officer, you don't need anybody else, you don't need the makhluk, because you've got khaliq in your heart. And this is what qalbi sareem, that a man now who is consumed with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be bothered about people harming him. He will ignore, he'll be tolerant. He won't be jealous of any person. He won't harbor malice in his heart for any person. He won't look down upon any believer or any ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because now his heart is brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will have good qualities in his heart. He'll have good qualities in his life. He'll be a soft person. He'll be a kind person. He'll be a loving person. And so he won't harm any person. He will make sure that any person who he owes money, he will pay his debts off. And he will be generous. He will be kind to the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only the human beings, but even the animals, he won't ill-treat them, he won't harm them. He won't look down upon any person, he won't despise any person. What is our condition? Our heart becomes filled with malice, hatred, jealousy, we begin to deceive people, we cheat, we will lie, we begin to hate our own Muslim brethren, even blood brothers and sisters, we harbor malice, we begin to make ghiba, we'll be jealous, why is that person so prosperous, why is his business booming, I'm also working hard, how come he's opening so many shops? Jealousy comes into the heart. Because his mind has been taken away from Allah. Such a person does not have a qalb salim. His qalb is marid. Fi qulubihim marad. He's got a sick heart. He needs to get this heart remedied. He needs to take out that malice and that jealousy and that filth and that pride and the arrogance and that hatred. So now he won't despise that person who is a sinner. Yes, he will hate the sin he's doing. But he will never despise that sinner. Because he knows that sinner, the doors of mercy of Allah is still open for him. He can say one tawbah, one istighfar, and Allah forgives him. One tear he says or he sheds out of sincerity, and Allah is prepared to forgive. So who am I to despise that person? He won't be jealous of any other person. He will in fact give dua to the person who is so prosperous. So this qalb that we have, if it is sick, then we need to remedy. We need to remove the filth that is in his heart. Again, focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And build that connection, that contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must become stronger and stronger every single day. Every single day. The moment we slip, tawbah istighfar, and remove the malice we have in our heart immediately. We are human beings. We interact with people, somebody hurts us. So there is an immediate reaction, a response, somebody does us down. We suffer some pain. It may be a physical pain, maybe a financial strain, whatever it may be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, a person who has a qalbi salim, I mean, all of us have to try and endeavor and make a genuine concerted effort. It's not an overnight effort and we just gain it. No. It's a lifelong struggle. So then when the person's heart has become sound and clear of all, everything besides Allah, now when somebody will anger him, he will immediately reflect and he will drink his anger. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ And he'll go further. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ He'll forgive that person. And even more further, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ He'll be kind to that person. Like we mentioned the story of Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was making wudu, then his servant was pouring, the slave was pouring the water from the matka, from the earthen jar, and it slipped from her hand, and it fell on his head, and it hurt him. So immediately, a natural reaction, we become angry, we become upset. Oh, what are you doing? And she realizes that he's going to become angry and upset with her. So she recites the verse of the Quran, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ Those who are muttaqeen, the good qualities of the person who has taqwa, he drinks up his anger, he swallows his anger. So immediately he swallows his anger. And then she says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ This is the verse of the Quran. He says, I have forgiven you. Then she says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah loves those who do good. He says, I have freed you. So she gains her freedom on a wrong that she did. Why? Because Sayyidina Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi had a qalbi saleem, a sound heart. So a person who has a qalbi saleem, he ensures that his heart is free from anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will fulfill the huquq of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is the command of Allah. But the love of Allah Ta'ala will be dominant in his heart and he will ensure he has no filth, no malice, no spiritual maladies. The moment these things come into our lives, believe me, it actually eats up, it devours the good deeds that we are doing. All our tilawat, our ibadat, our tahajjud, our chash, our ishraq, our tabligh, our ta'lim, our teaching in the madrasa, Quran, whatever it may be. Sitting in the company of a pious person, a person becomes a murid, whatever it may be. But if the spiritual maladies that we have, especially jealousy and pride, these things eats up, devours all the good deeds a person has done. Like how fire burns wood. We don't see it happening, and therefore we don't have this consciousness in our lives. And days go past. It's a new year already, Islamic year. How many years we have lived in this world? Are we going closer to qalb salim or not? This is the question we have to ask ourselves. And check ourselves. Is my heart free from all these things? Is the love of Allah dominant in my heart? Or do I have love for other things? If I do have it, then I must make a concerted effort to remove it. Alhamdulillah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one powerful way of also helping us to make islah of our qalb, tazkiyah of the qalb, removing the spiritual maladies that we have. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat that we go on the day of qiyamah with a qalbi saleem, with a sound and pure, clean heart. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma sabi. kisah Durus Syarif. This mixer did not work tonight, probably because of the network and load shedding. We take lessons from all these things. So load shedding takes place, but alhamdulillah, doesn't mean mustn't make the dhikr of Allah program must stop. No, that must continue, whether it is load shedding or no load shedding. And I mentioned before also, the moment there's load shedding, and if we have those generators, and we have all the other systems in place, then there's some light that we can see. So these batteries have to be charged all the time. Sometimes we have that emergency battery, but it wasn't charged. And now there's load shedding, so everything is dark, and we expect that light to go on, but that light doesn't go on. So in the qabr, when it will be dark, this light of the heart has to be bright to be able to give those correct answers. On the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ. Noor will be in front of the believers, helping them to move on the day of Qiyamah when there will be only darkness. A munafiq will run behind the believer, try to steal some light and gain some light from the believer, but Allah will put a barrier between the hypocrite and the believer. Even in dunya, it's dark, but we have some light, we're able to see. Allah must give us the light of the heart. The light of the heart, this is what we require. All of us require it. And this light has to become brighter and brighter. The more bright it is, the more easy it is for us to see. Like in Isha Salah, the lights were on. Like it was like a normal, we don't even know the load shedding. Until the light went off, then we realized again load shedding. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal and to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم علي غناكم معاف فرما ومالي خطاكم معاف فرما اللهم كمزورهم ضعيف يا الله forgive us my Allah Allah grant us all a قلب سليم Allah give us a pure sound heart which is no sins يا الله there is no pride no arrogance no malice no jealousy my Allah يا الله we falter يا الله يا الله we make blunders my Allah يا الله we make errors my Allah يا الله we commit sin my Allah ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين أي مالك الكريم if you are not going to forgive us my Allah then we will be losers my Allah يا الله we want to be winners on the day of Qiyamah we want to be from the فائزين مفلحين my Allah يا الله give us the kamiyabi of دنيا and آخرت my Allah يا الله in the قبر my Allah يا الله make our قبر be full of light my Allah يا الله not a place of darkness for us my Allah Not a place of washat for us, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, ya Allah. Give us a pure life, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq al-muhabbat and ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Make us enjoy begging from you, my Allah. Make us enjoy our ruku and sujood before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill all our faraid, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of nawafil also, my Allah. Make us fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah make the sunnahs come into our lives, my Allah. Allah create muhabbat and unity amongst the Muslims, my Allah. Amongst the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulty the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Wherever they may be, Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the ghulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri, jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. If anybody is maqroos, he's got debts, ya Allah, help him to fulfill his debts, my Allah. If somebody's got no job, no work, ya Allah, you find him a suitable job, my Allah. Those who are looking for suitable marriage partners, ya Allah, find him suitable marriage partners, ya Allah. Help them to make nikah, proper nikah, shari nikah, my Allah. Protect us from all the filth that has become so rife today, my Allah. Ya Allah, such things that our forefathers didn't hear of us, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, as we are going closer and closer to Qiyamah, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril Jannatul Baqeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the only chance we have, my Allah. At least we die with iman and be buried in Jannatul Baqeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we be raised with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, even though we are so napak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, my Allah. We are undeserving, my Allah. Cover our faults, my Allah. Cover our faults, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madinah Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you because only you can grant us this, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a Khudr water from Nabiya Kareem, so Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make him intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat in his company, my Allah. Without any reckoning, my Allah. Without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect all of us, especially our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. From all the fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Make our children, our grandchildren, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabeen, maqbooleen, my Allah. Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have today, Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin. Sabki dua qabool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tuba'alina ya maulana innaka antas tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.